This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. Labour organizations around the world commemorated International Migrants Day on December 18th to fight for the rights of migrant workers. There are about 232 million migrants in the world. One of the labour organizations which used the day to renew its efforts to support migrants was the European Trade Union Confederation. The ETUC represents some 45 million workers in 39 countries. Liena Carr is the ETUC's Federal Secretary. She released a video on International Migrants Day.
On this special occasion, I renew our commitment to support undocumented workers' rights. The ETUC expresses solidarity with all migrants and is thankful to Europeans who, saving lives at sea, keep our common values high. It is time for our politicians to take real action to stop the inhumane treatment of migrants by criminals in refugee camps. We need to work together to create opportunities for migrant workers to become part of our labour markets and societies. Labour inclusion and access to rights is key to ensuring dignity for those who settle and work in Europe. Recruiting and organising migrant workers, whether documented or undocumented, is vital for the rights and conditions of all working people. Only a united workers' movement that protects everyone and fights for everyone will be strong enough to succeed.
Fighting the use of offshore tax havens is one of Labour's most important battles because the lost tax revenue could pay for decent public services and wages. So imagine the surprise of people at the Canadian Labour Congress this week when they found out that the pension funds of 25 million workers in the country have used tax havens. The news that tax havens have been used by the pension funds came from an analysis of the Paradise Papers, which showed how corporations and other organizations are using countries such as Bermuda to avoid paying taxes. The problem in this case is not that the pension funds are avoiding taxes in Canada. In Canada, pension funds do not pay taxes on their investment income. The funds are using the tax havens to avoid paying taxes in the countries where they are making investments. This further legitimizes the use of tax havens, which are stealing billions of dollars in tax revenue from countries all around the world. Hassan Youssouf is the president of the Canadian Labour Congress, the CLC.
It's really an affront to the members who expect the pension plan investment arm to operate in an ethical way. This is not the reality, and politicians should be absolutely outraged that this is happening.
The Canadian pension funds involved in the use of offshore tax havens include the National Pension Plan, the Ontario Teachers' Pension Plan, the Ontario Municipal Employees Retirement System, and the Public Sector Pension Investment Board. Labour organizations are doing their best to publicize the misuse of tax havens. One of those organizations is Public Services International. The PSI represents 20 million workers who are members of 700 unions in 154 countries. It has been conducting a campaign to help more people understand that global regulations and investment rules, plus corporate greed, are allowing billions to be stolen from economically poor countries all over the world. As part of its global campaign for tax justice, the PSI has released a report about corporations and how they steal money from the poor. You can find out more about the PSI campaign for tax justice by visiting its website at www.world-psi.org. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.